Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, in the last year, we've seen supermarket price wars on key products, including milk and butter and bread. But is a baby formula price war on the way? Between January and December of 2023, baby formula rose by over 30% here in Ireland. Now, today's Irish Independent is reporting that Tesco is to cut the cost of some baby formulas from today. So the question is, will the other supermarkets follow suit? Well, I'm joined by Ellen Coyne, news correspondent with the Irish Independent, who has this story. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
So we have research from TU Dublin. It was out only last month. The cost of feeding one baby with infant formula for 1 year costs a family up to €910. So this is very important to families who are bearing that cost. Will you tell us what products are affected by the price cut today, and how much will families who are paying over this money, how much will they save?
So from today, Tesco has announced two price drops on its SMA and Cowangate formulas. So they would be two of the four market-leading formulas in Ireland. If you look at the SMA Little Steps brand, that's going to drop from £13.59 a box to £9.99, £13.69 for the follow-on to £9.99. SMA Pro, which is also a very popular brand, is dropping from £16.49 to £14.49. In Cowangate, which is one of the most popular brands in the country, it's owned by Danone, that also produces Aptamil. There's another price drop, but it's not as big. The boxes, 800 gram boxes of powder formula, are dropping from £14.99 to £13.99. You mentioned at the start there, obviously the interesting thing here is, are any other supermarkets going to follow? Mm-hmm. And just before I came on air to chat to you, I had a look on the Dunn Stores grocery website, and I can see that they have already matched Tesco's price drop. So for SMA formula, they have dropped it from £16.49 to £14.49 already. That's exactly the same price drop that Tesco brought in this morning. So clearly the pressure is on.
Okay. Now, Danone make Cowangate. They also make Aptamil, which is a very popular formula brand as well. But this price cut doesn't include Aptamil. Is that right?
That's right, which is really interesting because last year the UK also saw a huge rise in the price of formula, and its consumer watchdog launched an investigation. And in response to that, Danone actually announced a 7% drop in the price of Aptamil formula in the UK. I asked them earlier this year when this story was in the news if they were going to announce a similar drop in Ireland, and they said no, but they said that they were trying to take measures to absorb costs where possible and keep the prices low for members of the public. They didn't drop the price of Cowangate in the UK last year, but we have seen today that Tesco have cut the price of Cowangate, which they also own, by around €1 per box of formula. Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me a bit more about what the companies who make baby formula are saying about the price increases, why they have been so high, 30%, as I said?
Well, like many other suppliers and like a lot of other items in your grocery basket, they're saying that their costs have gone up over the last few years linked to inflation. They've said that they're trying to keep the prices as low as they can, but they're also trying to pay a fair wage to farmers. And we know that Ireland actually happens to be one of the biggest formula producers in the world. One of Danone's biggest factories is based in Macroom in Cork. So that is the line that they're putting out. I suppose this has become a broader political issue over the course of this year. Rebecca Moynihan, the Labour senator, has been leading the charge on this and making the case that formula has increased way beyond any other item in your shopping basket. If you're a family that needs formula, it's definitely going to be the most expensive thing on your grocery list. And if your child is under 6 months old, it is an absolutely essential product. When you look at people talking to the government or maybe appealing for help to try to make formula more affordable, ministers will very quickly start talking about Ireland's commitment to try to improve our breastfeeding rates, which are generally terrible. But I suppose the argument that some would make, including nutritionists who are really worried about people diluting formula if they're under pressure to afford it, is that that is a threat to infant nutrition, and this is an essential product for people who use formula to feed their babies.
Mm-hmm. I see Rebecca Moynihan has issued a statement on this morning in light of the news that the price is coming down in some places anyway and with some brands, and she is calling on there to be income support for those that need it. Because if you're relying on baby formula, you're probably going to need three of those units a week or thereabouts. And like looking at the prices that you've quoted there, 15 or 20 euro, well, you're not going to get much change out of 20 euro for one of those.
Oh no, like if you go into a supermarket today, you will see boxes of formula for 18 euro or more, depending on the brand. You don't tend to have a lot of choice in what brand you use. It tends to be maybe what was first introduced to your baby, what suits them, if they're colicky, if they're hungry. So there's not much room for parents to save on this. We also don't really have generic brands of formula at all in Ireland. So parents are really being pushed into a corner. And I have spoken to people who are infant nutritionists who said that, first of all, the problem that price rises has caused is that people are trying to make formula last longer, so they're diluting it, which is a risk to infant nutrition. The second problem, and anyone will see this if you go into your supermarket today, you'll see formula with security tags on it, signs telling you that there are extra security cameras in that area, because it has created a market for stolen formula. And there are parts of Dublin where you might see people literally going door to door with stolen boxes of formula because the high price increases have created a market for it. Mm-hmm. I suppose we're always conscious, obviously, of the need to promote breastfeeding. There are very strict rules on the discounts that you can offer. You can't have club card points on formula. You can't use your supermarket 10 off 50 vouchers for it. But I suppose at the other side of things, people would say that if people need formula, it's probably too late for them to try to pursue breastfeeding anyway. And it is an essential product and people are being put in desperate situations if they can't afford it.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much. And good news for parents who are relying on formula. The prices are coming down. And as Ellen's research this morning shows, that seems to be catching, and the prices are coming down in other supermarkets too. Many thanks, Ellen. Ellen Coyne, news correspondent with the Irish Independent there. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.